Hello and welcome to our seventh Game of Life Masterclass session. Okay, so let's dive right in to creating our safe, sacred space. So just place your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a really deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now just ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now with another deep breath, simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Another deep breath. On the inhale, focus again on your heart. And on the exhale, allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. And we ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. And together we broadcast out love of the highest order, healing from within to without. In deepest gratitude, amen. And with eyes still closed, we come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And now I ask Florence's spiritual energy and that of the angelic beings of love and light to join us and create a circle of love. Archangel Michael gently takes your hand and guides you to the circle where Florence and I take your hand and complete our circle. And through the ethers of time and space, we come together as one. And now I ask an aspect of you to please step into the center of our circle. And now with a deep breath, The angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin with hands our circle of love. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so now we're going to get into our class content. So this week's class dives deep into the seventh chapter of the Game of Life, the one titled Love. Now in this chapter, Florence speaks of our human emotions of love, but she also speaks of love of the highest order, the love of the divinity, the God part, love being the vibration of strength and stamina, founded and stabilized in an equalization of peace and harmony from deep within. That knowing of being perfectly synchronized with the God part within. No separation, as one, embodying the state of being, the vibration of bliss. And bliss being the perfect state of happiness. A state where you feel so happy that you're oblivious of everything else that's less than love. No longer feeling want or lack or limitation. No pain, no suffering, no separation from the divinity. Instead, you feel whole and complete, as if you're resting peacefully in the palm of God. Have you been there? Can you imagine that feeling? Can you accept that feeling as real? Feeling that state of being happy from within to the degree that you're not affected, you're not moved by negativity from outside influences. A state that's so deeply powerful that nothing upsets you. No actions of others, no behavior, no unexpected bills. A state where you're happy no matter what's going on around you. A state that supports you to be centered, grounded, and balanced, peaceful. And this doesn't mean you don't care. It simply means that you have full control of your power to manage whatever happens from that unmovable foundation of bliss. What would that feel like? Well, Florence sums up this chapter when she states, "Suffering is not necessary for man's development. It's the result of the violation of spiritual law. Love is selfless and free from fear. It pours itself out upon the object of its affection without demanding any return. It's joy in the joy of giving. Love is God in manifestation and the strongest magnetic force in the universe." So, there's the love emotion of the physical world. Then there's the love of the divinity. Now, as we've discussed here and in the Manifesting with Florence membership, we don't really have words to describe with clarity the love that is our essence. The love of the divinity, infinite spirit, the love of all that is. So, let's unpack this as best we can with the vocabulary that we have. Now, when I first began talking to and understanding the communication with my angelic team, I asked them, "What's my purpose?" Oh my goodness. They told me we are to be love. Not just me, that's everyone's purpose. It's our mission to be, to embody love energy. Well, what the heck does that even mean? They showed me, as they began to explain, that we incarnate here to this planet of duality as beings of light, beings of love of the highest order. This is our superconscious, the God part or divinity within. And as babies, our conscious and subconscious are also of this love energy, all three levels of consciousness in alignment. And then we grow, and we learn to understand language to communicate, and we experience the duality of this physical world through experience, the joy and the despair. We see the suffering of this physical world, the lack, despair, limitation, and pain. We see it from the perspective of a child. And unless we have an adult to help us navigate these experiences, we discern through our mind of a child. We take in guilt, shame, resentment, despair, disappointment, not being worthy, deserving. We question our being lovable and not being good enough. We absorb like a sponge pain in all forms. We learn this through outside influences because within we are love. But the physical world is not. Our consciousness learns what experiences are happy and which ones ignite the fight or flight response, fear energy signaling danger in some way. These experiences that stimulate the fight or flight response rip our consciousness from the bliss of love of the highest order and push us to spiral out of control with the vibration of fear. Now, as children, we don't know what to do with these feelings of chaos, confusion, and pain, so we stuff them into the subconscious, hiding them so we can survive. The subconscious becomes a pit of darkness to hide our pain, all levels of our pain. Not because we consciously choose to hang on to fear energy, but because we didn't know what to do with it. These experiences continue as we grow to be adults. And now as an adult, our conscious and our subconscious are suffering in the pain of the fear of this physical world because that's what our conscious sees. It sees lack, disease, limitation, fear, and suffering. And so we can survive, we stuff those feelings and emotions into our subconscious, feeding the pain that's already there. And we do this because we're locked into a level of stress. And stress is survival mode. We're alert to the possibility of danger, and when we're immersed in feelings of fight or flight, even subconsciously, the body is on high alert to keep you safe, funneling all your energy into defense, protection. And as a result, there's no energy left to think with, to solve problems with. Instead, you're treading water, working at surviving, just getting through the day so you can get up tomorrow and start the same routine all over again. This is the human experience. Living your version of heaven on earth is not a reward for good behavior. Living your version of heaven on earth happens when you stop believing in lack and limitation. When you move beyond the last trace of fear and reclaim the full embodiment of love that is your essence. Realigning with your superconscious higher self, that God part within. This transformation is what each of the meditations included in this class are structured to do. This transformation from fear to love is the energy and intention they hold. Each of the support tools, sessions, action steps, everything included in this class is structured to support you to transform your internal energy, elevating it to the love, gratitude, emotional vibration where your power becomes manageable to navigate the journey of your life in grace instead of fear. Florence told us in the chapter, The Law of Karma and the Law of Forgiveness, that we are under grace, not under law. She states that a continued state of bliss awaits the man who has overcome the race or world thought. That in this state, the gifts of God are simply poured out upon him. She's telling us we have the power within us to see beyond the analytical 3D world, to see beyond our physical senses to the quantum field of potentiality. Florence calls this the realm of perfect ideas. To see into that space where we hold the power to mold formless energy into form, into matter that takes shape as material things and life experiences. We have this power. Now, we can only access this power of studied control when our emotional vibrational state matches that of love, gratitude, that vibration. Our angels tell us our purpose is to be love, meaning to return to that balanced state of being, the vibration of strength and stamina, founded and stabilized in an equalization of peace and harmony from deep within, that knowing of being perfectly synchronized with the God part within, to be and embody the vibration of bliss. Bliss being the perfect state of happiness, a state where you feel so happy, so peaceful, that you're oblivious to less than love energy of fear, where you embody a state of love of the highest order that is so empowering, so blissful, that no matter what form of lack, despair, limitation, and fear are around you, they do not move you. They do not engage with you. And it's here, in this state of love, that our three levels of consciousness realign as one with the divinity within. It's here, in this stabilized equalization of peace and harmony, this state of bliss, this state of poise, that the gifts of God are simply poured out upon us and we live our version of heaven on earth. This is what Joe Dispenza talks about in being in that state of bliss, to the point that there is no want. There's no separation. You're in a state of bliss. And through that state of bliss, when you have a thought of something you desire, that's something that brings you joy, that formless energy is molded into matter and it becomes a part of your reality in the physical world. Yeah. And you're probably thinking, how do I do that? We open our toolbox and we use what's in there every day. In just a moment, I'm going to list out the support tools that we've covered so far during this masterclass. And some of them are so simple that you may question their power. Do not underestimate these tools. Remember, Florence's teachings are simple, simple, simple. Society tells us to work hard and struggle or you'll never be happy. This is a shameful lie. We're taught that suffering is a natural part of life and that it's selfish to be happy when others are suffering, especially with all the chaos around us. But that too is a lie. Florence tells us that suffering is not necessary for our development. Suffering is the result of the violation of spiritual law. Suffering is a result of believing in lack, limitation, and not being good enough. The suffering isn't a punishment. It's simply the result of cause and effect. But you can change that. She explains to us that all disease, all unhappiness, come from the violation of the law of love. Man's boomerangs of hate, resentment, and criticism come back laden with sickness and sorrow. Are you holding resentment? Do you criticize others? We can't control the behavior of others, but we can control our own, our words, our thoughts, our actions toward others and toward ourselves. How much do you berate yourself for making a decision that didn't work out very well? Question is, were you making the best decision that you could with the information that you had? If the answer is yes, and it always is, that's all you could have done. You didn't have any other information to make a different decision. The angels have told me that sometimes when we make a decision based on the information we have, and that's how we operate, and when it doesn't turn out very well, that experience is a stepping stone to something better. That's why we only receive the information that we had. If we'd had better information, we wouldn't have created the stepping stone experience that we needed to ultimately create the outcome of our highest good. Wrapping my head around that changed things. When we're in a state of grace and bliss, we aren't holding negativity in our body. And outside influences of negativity don't move us. We're at a higher vibration of energy, and they cannot engage with us when we're at a vibration of love. This doesn't mean we don't care or think we're better than. Not at all. Being in a balanced state of grace and bliss, embodying the vibration of love energy, fully in alignment with our superconscious, gives us the strength and stamina to support not only ourselves from a state of love, but we also have the strength and stamina to support others from a state of love too. The healing love that is our essence expands out to the world around us, out to people and situations and the earth. Standing in the state of grace and bliss in love energy gives us the strength and stamina to manage that power within us to create the highest outcome possible in all situations and relationships. And we're fearless, confident, poised. We have clarity of thought to be the voice for those who are afraid to speak for themselves. We have the wisdom to be silent. And we have the confidence of not being moved by life's events. So let's talk about human love for a moment. Society teaches us that we need a partner to be happy. Well, that's not true. To be happy, truly happy, we need to love ourselves. We need to see ourselves as our angels see us, as love energy. The negative feelings we hold for ourselves come from the influence of others. What we should look like, how we should behave, how we should dress or where we should live, what kind of car we drive, how we should think. We're taught that we need the approval of others. We need to care about what they think of us. All of this is a lie. The only approval you need is your own. And no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you are enough. You're good enough to be loved. You are love. And that feeling of being loved begins with you. And through that love of self, you radiate out from your love of that love of the highest order. You radiate out and attract to you like a magnet people who will love, honor, and respect you and embrace you safe in that same love energy that you hold for yourself. It's true that we can only receive as much love as we hold for ourselves. And this is what we want to teach our children, how to love themselves, to love, honor, and respect themselves so that they attract to them people who will love, honor, and respect them. Again, in this chapter, Florence speaks of mother worry and the effect fear energy has on the human body and how it affects your children when they feel that anxiety of worry coming from you. If you feel that you must worry about your children, or you're not a good parent, let's talk about that. Because the full truth is that worrying about your children is the worst thing you can do for them. And make no mistake, fear energy will destroy your body and it will destroy your relationships. Fear will hold you in bondage just as if you were in a dark, dank prison cell in chains. For years, I didn't think I had a choice about fear and worry because every time I set my intention to improve my life, I got handed my behind on a plate. As if my life wasn't bad enough, when I set my intention to improve my life, it would blow up or implode, both being equally awful. But now I understand that the bigger picture of all that the universe wasn't testing me or punishing me by blindsiding me with some form of adversity when I'd try to improve my life. No, it wasn't. Now I know the hidden fear within me was jumping in my face so I could face that fear, process through the pain of it, and be free of it. That's what that adversity was trying to do. It was trying to get me to take my power back. And full disclosure, every time I teach one of these classes, Something comes up in my face to be healed. Sometimes it's something I've already healed, but now I can heal it at a deeper level and truly be free of that past pain. I get opportunities to set boundaries just like everybody else. And I get that opportunity because something happens that I'm not in agreement with. And I've been teaching these classes for over 15 years. I know that if adversity hasn't already popped up in your life, it will. Florence's teachings aren't for the faint of heart. But know that these things that come up, they're not coming up to punish you. That thing that happened that your brain said was awful, it's not trying to punish you. It's opening a way for you to heal something within your heart that's been holding you back. And you're being triggered to do just that. But if you need help, please reach out for support. That's why there's a private Facebook group to support you. You've all been relatively quiet in there. And I know your life has been kicking up dust because that's what happens when you work on something to improve your life, when you take in this energy and you start to shift. It's turning on a light in a dark space of your subconscious. And those things that have been hidden there, they're no longer in the dark. Reach out for support. You don't have to do this by yourself. What we must remember is the universe has our back, even in the face of adversity, especially in the face of adversity. Adversity forces us to look at, to observe our fears, and gives us the opportunity to make the conscious decision to release the need to hold on to them and heal them and be free of them. I learned years ago that you can't move this much energy without providing support for people to process through it. I'm here now, available through the private Facebook group. Post. Ask your questions. While we're processing through this class, I'm here for you. If you need a private session with me, you can get that through the katelarge.com website. It's not hard to live your version of heaven on earth. However, it does take effort. You have to apply the action steps you've learned to make it easier. It takes applying what you learn every day. These concepts and what works for you must become your lifestyle. And here are some of the support tools that we've discussed. Number one, breathe deeply. It doesn't get any more simple than this. Our human way of existing is to breathe shallowly, and when we're stressed, we hold our breath. When we're focused on a task, we hold our breath. As a result, our body does not receive the oxygen it needs to function and it becomes exhausted. And we have no clarity of thought or focus. We're literally starving our body of the oxygen it needs to function. And as a result, our brain becomes foggy and our vital organs struggle to perform. And we get tired. Your body must have a steadier diet of oxygen to align with the love that is your essence to attain the experience of bliss. So just take a deep breath right now. We're going to do it together. Oh boy. That felt really good. I did it first. Okay. Breathe, hold, and release. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, and release, 2, 3, 4. I set a timer on my desk for 20 minutes. Every 20 minutes when it goes off, I take a deep breath and ground into that kundalini rush of bliss. I need this. It supports me to retrain my vagus nerve to breathe more deeply as my normal way of breathing, and it feels amazing. You can do this too. Okay, number two, accept this truth. No matter who you are, what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live your version of heaven on earth, and you have the power to do so. It is your birthright. This is an inherent truth. No ego, just truth. Accept that the dreams of your heart are possible. Those thoughts of what you want to experience came from your superconscious higher self. You did not make them up. Those dreams are possible. Number three, accept what your life is in this moment. Remember, acceptance doesn't mean you're in agreement with what's happening. If you are, great. But if you're not, acceptance of what your life is in this moment stops that internal battle within you of your conscious choosing to want something different versus your subconscious telling you no because it's afraid. Full transparency. When I began writing this sentence in my empowerment journal, my next thought was, yeah, it sucks. My life was a mess. I've been a real professional at creating a mess. But acknowledging and accepting I have the power to create something new and different in writing sped up the process of creating something new and different. And then the next thing I knew, when I'd write out, I accept what my life is in this moment, my next thought was, it's fabulous. And it is. I can feel it in my body. I can embody that feeling of fabulous. Number four, consciously choose the energy you wish to embody. Consciously choose to stop worrying. Give your worries to your worry angel. If you haven't met your worry angel, there's a full program and meditation to learn about your worry angel and how to work with him on their Masterclass Central webpage. Again, full disclosure and transparency. There have been times that I've stomped my foot and screamed, stop, when my brain kept thinking thoughts that were unraveling my stamina. I have a friend who tells me her brain just does things. It has thoughts that are not supportive or helpful, thoughts of judgment and despair, thoughts that beat her up and tell her things to make her feel awful. Well, yeah, it does if you don't take control. We have the power to take control over our thoughts. There's a cartoon that has always stuck with me. I can't remember. Doonesbury, maybe? Anyway, the cartoon was the little kid sitting there on his sled and his brain saying, yeah, you can make that. Let's go down this hill. You'll miss that tree and that bush and you won't go in the lake or whatever it was. And the little kid's face turns to the reader and says, my brain's trying to kill me. Well, the point is, we have control over our thoughts. But it takes effort to implement that control. But it is possible. Use your power to take control of your thoughts. One more thing I want to say about our thoughts. When we're in survival mode, and if you're stressed, you're in survival mode, we get caught. We get stuck in a loop of thinking and feeling. We have a thought that's negative, and then our body feels that negativity. And then our brain thinks, yep, body feels awful. So then we have another thought that matches that first negative thought, and yep, the body feels that too. And then we go back and forth thinking and feeling, thinking and feeling, thinking and feeling, and we're trying to get through the day, surviving. You have to stop that loop. And you do it through your internal energy by choosing to be a different emotion, a different feeling. I refuse to feel despair. I refuse to feel resentment. I choose to feel gratitude. And you shift into that gratitude energy, that love vibration. And it elevates that internal energy and your life changes. Your thoughts, you become aware of them and you take control. And you create a different loop of thinking and feeling, thinking great what you're grateful for, feeling that gratitude in your body. Ooh, the body feels good. Oh, here's another good thought. Ooh, here's a possibility. Oh, here's an idea because now we have enough energy to think. And the superconscious can come in and give us thoughts that lead us through a different journey. We reconnect with that divinity within, that superconscious higher self. We bring our three levels of consciousness back into alignment and life changes. And all the meditations on the Masterclass Central webpage support this, support you to shift into that higher vibration, that elevated energy where you have control. Okay, number five, your body will tell you when there's an energy within your subconscious that's blocking you by making you feel resistance energy in your body. We talked about this in our first call. Plus, there's more info about resistance energy in the section of session number one, chapter one, The Game, on the Masterclass Central webpage. Face this energy. Don't ignore it. Don't shove it back into the subconscious again. That energy is there as a red flag for you to stop and look both ways. If you need help with this, post in our private Facebook group. Okay, number six. I've discussed at length tools to support you to process through the resistance energy and rewrite neural pathways of belief, rewriting the lie of not being good enough to the truth that you are good enough for anything you want. Three of the specific tools I've shared is how to follow the breadcrumbs of energy, the Sedona method of release, and how the meditations I've included in this class elevate your internal energy to love, supporting you to connect with that divinity within and overwrite neural pathways of belief that do not serve you. Now, we've talked about how quantum physics teaches us to observe energy, and that when we observe it, it reacts differently. When it's fear energy, it loses its power. When it's love energy, it increases your power. Okay, number seven, you know how to infuse people in situations with love energy to shift your vibration out of fear into love and open the way to create a higher outcome. And I want to be clearer about this, that when you send love and infuse someone or something with love energy, if you were angry with them in this situation, so if you've infused this situation with love, you've infused this person with love, and when you're done, you still feel angry, you did not reach the love vibration. I would suggest listening to the meditations that elevate your energy. It has nothing to do with this person or this situation. Bring your energy up out of the anger into the love vibration, then focus on infusing this person and this experience with love. To the point that when you're done, you are in a love vibration no longer in anger or frustration or resentment. Infusing others and situations with love, you know it worked when you're done and you feel that love throughout your body. You know you've accomplished what you set down to do. Okay, number 8. I've added guided meditations to support you to shift your energy. Plus, you have the tried and true simple action steps of choosing to be and embody gratitude. Gratitude is love energy. It's free and it's powerful. And another full transparency. There have been times in my life that I had to search for something to be grateful for. And that ended up being the stability of the sun coming up each day and my body being strong enough to breathe on my own and walk across the room by myself. No matter, the reason I share this, no matter how challenging life can be, when we look, we can find something to be grateful for. Okay, number 9. You know how to forgive what you've been holding in unforgiveness and how to recognize it through your energy. If you don't know how to do this, post in the Facebook group and ask for help. Forgiveness does not condone behavior or mean you're in agreement with what has happened. Forgiveness is that gift you give yourself, the healing of pain within you to set you free. And number 10, you have the empowerment journal as a downloadable PDF, or you've purchased it as a copy, a paperback copy from Amazon. Every section is specifically designed to support you to hold on to your power, understand the energy within you, and reveal the questions that you need answers to, and ultimately manifest a higher outcome. Over and over and over again till you've fulfilled your square of life and are living your version of heaven on earth. I use these daily journal pages every day. You know what to do when you're blindsided by adversity, but the key to actually being successful at all of this, is applying what you know on a daily basis, creating a new foundation for your life, a solid, firm foundation created through the love, the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Stop your suffering, apply your support tools, become the energy of bliss no matter what's going on around you. It's not selfish to be happy, to be blissful when others are suffering. It's through your bliss that you hold that safe space for others to heal, to overcome their challenges. The more we as a collective hold that safe space of the elevated love vibration, the more powerfully we support humanity and Mother Earth to heal and overcome transgressions of this physical world. Now, in summary, to attain the poise that Florence speaks of, be aware of your body and take the action steps to manage your internal energy. You can do this. Again, if you want a private session with me to support you, answer questions privately, and/or experience energy healing, you can purchase a single session or a package of sessions at katelarge.com. Now, I used to think it was weak of me to ask for help. It's not. I have my own support team of coaches and peers that support me to sustain my internal power. It's beyond empowering to have this support. And remember to ask your angelic team to help you. They will. Okay, so let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked and learned the difference between human love and love of the divinity. We learned what Florence means by poise, what it is, and how we can achieve it. And we now have a better understanding of the truth that we really don't need to struggle, and that subconsciously we're choosing to struggle. It's time to consciously choose not to. We now have a clearer understanding of how resentment, criticism, worry, all fear energies destroy our human body and cause disease and sickness, not to mention create things that we don't want. And we went over our support tools to overcome the fear of this physical world and shift to the vibration of love and bliss to manifest our version of heaven on earth. So if you have any questions about this, please ask. Post in the private Facebook community. If you're struggling with something, please post. I mentioned in this call that I learned some people need a little bit more support to improve their lives. It's okay to ask for help. I'm here and would love to support you, whether it's in a private session, which would be great to work with you privately, but through the private Facebook group, I am happy to answer any questions. If you're struggling with something, if you need help with something, please post in there. Like I said before, I know that we've moved a lot of energy. And when you move energy like we have been, when you take steps to improve your life and you start shifting that energy within you, the things that have been buried that have been between you and what you want to have, they come up right in your face. And if you've taken everything that I've presented here to heart and you're embodying and moving the energy and you understand what to do and you don't need any additional help, awesome. Awesome. But if you do, please ask for help because you don't have to do this by yourself. I am right here to help you. And again, as always, we are moving that tremendous amount of energy. Be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water. And you know, it's not just this class. The planets are moving around and they're pulling and pushing on our bodies, and our bodies are working to acclimate to this higher vibration. And we're being supported by not just what we want, but our angelic team and the energy, the light that's coming in. We're being supported by all of this to move into that greater sense of awareness and use our power coming together as a collective to elevate the energy of the entire planet. And it's going to happen whether we're a part of it or not. But when we're doing it consciously and working consciously together, especially, it's not so hard. Our goal is to move beyond the analytical 3D world, not to exist in an ether state, but to exist in a greater awareness, working with a greater consciousness to create and live your heaven on earth. It's possible. Okay, I'm going to complete now. Next week, we're going to dive into Chapter 8, Intuition or Guidance. And that completes our content.